There will be no broadcast when it happens. No sirens, no announcement. No voice cutting into the middle of your day to tell you what you already suspect. You'll still wait for it. You'll wait the way you used to wait for weather alerts and school closings. The way you used to wait for official words to turn anxiety into instructions. You'll keep half an ear tuned for the sound that means you're allowed to react. It won't come. The world will continue at the volume it has already chosen. The first thing that makes you uneasy isn't a bang or a scream or the sudden theatrical failure of something important. It's that everything still works enough. Your phone still lights up. Your fridge still hums. The water runs, thin and metallic tasting, but it runs. A person can live for a long time on enough. You'll be standing in your kitchen when you notice yourself checking the clock, not because you're late for anything, just because your body remembers that time is supposed to divide the day into manageable pieces. You'll glance at the microwave display. It will blink the wrong time, again, and you'll feel a flicker of irritation that surprises you. Irritation is a luxury. You will set it anyway, not because it matters, because you remember what it felt like when it did. You'll make coffee the way you always have, measure, pour, stir. You'll wait for the familiar sound of the machine working, and when it takes a second longer than usual, your breath will stop without you asking it to. Then the machine will cough to life. The coffee will drip. The smell will fill the room. Your body will relax, and you'll hate yourself for it. Relief implies there was a test. Relief implies something passed. You will drink the coffee too hot because you will be focused on something you can control. The careful, simple pain of heat on your tongue, a sensation that has rules. You will tell yourself that you're not pretending things are normal. You are only practicing. There's a difference. You'll repeat it like a prayer that doesn't believe in God but still wants an answer.